This is the beginning of book capital L prime, dating from April 5th, 2001 to July of the same year. It continues initially with the construction of plasmids which would express various which would cause the expression of various colored fluorescent proteins when inserted into the HPRT locus using the plasmid PSKB1 code test Parley, which had been constructed earlier. So a retransformation of a couple of them on page 1, April 1st. Some discussion on the following pages. Page 5, Tuesday, April 10th, or Wednesday, Tuesday, April 10th, of a model of the of blocking the NKCC2 channel. That's the sodium-potassium exchanging channel in the kidney, with diagrams of what was being thought of on page 4. Continuing then with checks on the colored proteins, fluorescent protein construct in the next few pages. And Wednesday, April 25th, I'm considering a hypothesis that cells might be able to exist in two states, which had been the subject of a grant application. In other words, if a stimulus was applied, a cell might switch from a low expressing state to a high expressing state and be maintained in that state even when the stimulus or the stress was reduced, because of inability to switch back until the stimulus was much lower on the return journey, as it were, than on the forward journey, a hysteresis effect. And so this is a discussion of the pathways involved. And with some remarks on Sunday, May 5th, quite a bit later, of Lauren Field using alpha MHC nail selection to induce or select myocytes in ESO cultures, possibility that the switching had occurred. So continue with the fluorescent proteins again, page 13. Now, looking at the actual colonies on page 15, and one can see the difference in fluorescence, that it was not uniform everywhere. HRGN is expected to be in the nucleus, but some variation in staining was, or in fluorescence was observed, and is talked about in the, or looked at in the next few pages. continuing to work on these different fluorescent constructs in the next few pages. I'm changing, for example, on page 27, on Wednesday, May now, changing the nuclear expression of the cyan fluorescent protein to just non-nuclear expression. Trying to have the ability to control the fluorescent protein with a different promoter, and specifically with the beta myosin heavy chain promoter. This work began on page 35, Thursday, May 17th, having received a plasmid from Fadiha Haddad. That has the beta MHC promoter. There is a good diagram on that page of what I'm attempting to do. Beta actin promoter and changing to the beta MHC promoter is the idea. In HRGN, some more fluorescent cells being looked at on page 39, Tuesday, May 22nd. And continuing similar vein on Wednesday, May 23rd, page 45, where one can see the comets attached to the images. Thinking about the wavelengths of the particular absorption and emission spectrum and the relative intensities on page 47, Friday, May 25th. Continuing now with the beta MHC promoter into a plasmid that was obtained commercially, GL3, on Saturday, May 26th. Sequencing of a plasmid derived from PSKB1 with the beta actin promoter on page 55, Sunday, May 27th, with an error being detected. So having to redesign the promoter construct on the following page, Sunday, May 27th, page 57. Again, some problems in the logic that were later discovered. And all these things being reviewed on page 59, Monday, May 28th. And so on, continuing then in the following pages, looking at colonies and continuing to make constructs for these various fluorescent proteins. And having to start again every now and then, as usual. Tuesday, June 12th, page 77, a new start for PSKB1 AAT Echo, but it was cancelled. And with the usual again, on page 79, Tuesday, June 12th. Beginning to think about cardiomyocytes derived from these from ES cells on page 81, Tuesday, June 12th. Joe Brackham has been following cultures of cloned ES cells with HRGN in the HPRT locus using our construct PSKB1 code test reverse Paulet. The nuclear fluorescence is very cell type dependent. It is beautifully strong in beating myocytes, so that we were able to show that the myocytes were beating and fluorescent. And although this is not a video in the book, page 81 at the bottom says the cardiomyocytes are clearly binucleate, that is the post 14 days, and the bright cells were beating with an image of the bright cells and of the phase contrast on page 80. So at least the fluorescent cell, or the HRGN, could give rise to beating cardiomyocyte with more pictures, more images on page 82 and 83 and 84. One particularly beautiful nuclear fluorescent on page 84. Whole summary of where what's been made and what's been considered on pages 88 and 89, Friday, June 15, under the title "More Thoughts of All of the Different Promoters and Constructs." Eventually, this fluorescence of cardiomyocytes led to a publication considerably later with Kumar Pandya. Friday, June 22nd, page 101, and back up for step one, and again to the nth power. Always repeating. Wednesday, June 27th, page 111, back to go, etc. Step one again, but it was cancelled because of an interpretive error. nothing very remarkable in this part of the book, just slug, slug, slug. Redesigning Friday, July 6th, page 125. On page 120, with steps A, B, C, D, E, F. Back to the idea of switching and some developing a computer simulation of this on page 137, Thursday, July 12th. Further switching program ideas. With some thoughts that if you can have switching just between two states, and there are many of these switches, diversity can be obtained very easily. But there is some sort of auto-feedback necessary at the threshold to keep the model stable in one of its two states. And with some thoughts that current ability to obtain cardiomyocytes from embryonic stem cells suggests that there are really only a few steps needed to get to different types of cells. And the gain hematopoietic stem cell to cardiomyocytes also suggests the same, a few steps. And may be able to make a beta MHC puro, etc., animal, and switch to hematopoietic stem cells, switching a hematopoietic stem cell to a cardiomyocyte, the idea. As on page 136, the decisions must be self-perpetuating, or some self-feedback. And this is one of my overnight little pieces of paper. For example, if there was two possible states of 10 switches, you could get 1,000 different cell types with the different combinations. Not very profound thoughts, but it was stimulating to me to think about the switching. And got into the habit of assembling sequences in the computer before trying to assemble them in the test tube. And page 145, Wednesday, July 18th, comments on the making of AMHC alpha-myosin heavy chain, nail alpha-myosin heavy chain, cyan, following several step scheme assembled in the computer. With the aim to take beta MHC, HPRT plus, and go to beta MHC, AMHC, etc., etc., different constructs. But it was a useful thing to go assemble in the computer first, then making sure that it would assemble better in experiment. Avoid making silly mistakes. four-piece assembly being considered on page 147, Thursday, July 19th, with the a diagram in order to make an NAC omega construct. Starting with a three-fragment assembly on page 149, the following page, Thursday, July 19th. I think to remember the record was five fragments. Starting on page 157, July 24th, Tuesday, on making this NAAC omega construct, which had been diagrammed a little earlier. Stopped a minute. So this is resuming at page 157, Tuesday, July 24, start of making a new plasmid, which was called NAAC omega. It had been discussed earlier, probably in relation to omega and making a stable hematopoietic stem cell, a type of construct, although a little unclear. And the book ends on page 159, Wednesday, August 20, Wednesday, July 25th, with just continuing making different constructs. And so that's the book L. Problem.